This podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions, and Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Download a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/lost, and check out more details about Global Cash Card at globalcashcard.com. Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Lost Podcast.
What?
How are you doing?
I'm all right. It's been a rough week. The 72-hour watch is over.
Is it?
Yeah, I did find out that Jay Leno is taking over my spot. And it's going to be Lost Podcast with Jay and Jay. So, but you'll lose top billing.
I will. I'll be the second Jay.
Second Jay, so you'll be losing it.
Oh, man.
So, just didn't find that out till Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday was a bad day, but I'm all better now.
Sunday was a bad day.
I was just not a happy camper, but life goes on.
Yep.
What are you going to do? Lost is coming back in 2 weeks. I'll be able to see it early. Not to brag, but I'll be able to see it early.
You know, 31 teams go home unhappy, so.
Yeah. Okay. Been here many. It's not my first time at the rodeo, boys.
Hey, at least it's not like the Buffalo Bills went to the Super Bowl 4 times in a row and lost each time. That would suck a lot more. I think
I don't care about Buffalo Bills. I care about me. So,
well, I know. I'm just saying,
I'm not trying to be selfish, but I care about me.
Well, I'm just saying, put yourself. What if the Chargers went to the Super Bowl 4 times in a row and didn't win?
Like Minnesota. Well, they didn't go 4 times in a row. Minnesota's been there 4 times and not
been there 4 times and not won.
I think either way is terrible.
Yeah,
but to take away from Buffalo, at least they went there. I mean, that's a great accomplishment.
What, man?
I can't talk. Accomplish. Why can't I say accomplishment?
There you go.
To go 4 straight times.
Yeah,
and I'm still medicated. Sorry, heavy doses, and not to win is hard, but they still went 4 straight times.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing. Mm. I just feel bad for, I don't care what other people outside of San Diego think. Even people in San Diego have been knocking LT. I don't care. He was a great warrior for San Diego for 9 years.
And, how are they knocking him?
Haven't you seen the threads?
Saying to get rid of him?
Yeah, well, no, not just get rid of him, how his career was. You know, I don't care what anyone says. You can send me an email with your opinion. I don't care. You're not going to change my opinion. It's like people with Tom Brady, you know, people outside might look at him as kind of a whiner the last couple of years. To me, he's still a great quarterback. He's still a whiner, but he's still a great quarterback.
At least LT doesn't wave his hands around looking for a flag each time he goes down.
No, he just looks at his teammates going, how about a hole?
That's what she said. but yeah.
The Chargers couldn't work in a donut shop. Let's just put it that way. Can't make a hole. I'm sorry. Bagel shop, donut shop.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what to say. Jets earned it. Yeah, no sour grapes. Jets earned it. Jets played their game. They won. Enough said.
They played Marty Ball too.
But like I've said about the Chargers, you know, people bashing LT, you know, he didn't kick the challenge flag. He didn't headbutt the guy. He didn't punch the guy in the face.
No, he was low on the list of problems.
He
on
didn't
Sunday.
Grab the face mask. He didn't block the guy in the back. And I go on and on and on. But this is a Lost Podcast, and we're here to be chipper.
Yeah, so I don't know why being... Because you know, I don't know why, Jack. We are going to Hawaii.
I'm being replaced by Jay Leno.
We're going to Hawaii, Jack.
Yes.
Yes, Jay and Jack and our crew is...
And Jay Leno
are going to Hawaii next week to report from Hawaii Sunset on the Beach, premiering the...
Now, that doesn't make us sellouts.
Lost. No, because we're reporting from Hawaii.
We're going to be giving you guys some info. So, there. So,
but we're going to be reporting from the red carpet, and we're going to be talking to whoever we can talk to.
Whoever doesn't just run producers. Whoever doesn't run by us.
So, Jack, we're probably going to run into Damon Lindelof or Carlton Cuse or both. You have like a question that you want to ask them?
I'm going
to
ask him the ginger.
This is your chance.
I'm going to ask him the ginger question.
What's the ginger question?
The ginger question from last year.
Which one was that one?
When Sawyer said to Charlotte, when he goes, hey, Ginger, was he talking about Ginger
as in a redhead.
From Gilligan's Island, or was he saying the ginger, the racist comment that is a racist comment?
It's not I don't think redheads are a race.
Well, no, it's different things. If you go on the internet and Google ginger,
uh-huh.
One of the things was it was a insult for the English to say to the Irish.
Ah,
last year I learned a lot about the term ginger and the name.
Okay,
a lot. So that will be the question I ask. That to me is the most important question. It's one they'll answer, right?
What?
That's a question they'll answer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Okay. I could see that. I could see that one being a good one.
And if I don't get the answer I want, there might be a fight. I'm just warning you. The gloves might come off.
So what we're going to be talking about the episode before it airs, so don't get mad at us. Also, we are going to be interviewing cast members and producers on the red carpet.
As long as they'll come by and talk to us.
Yes. And a lot of other stuff. We're planning to film some locations, do some other special vidcasts.
I did have one for Terry O'Quinn, too.
And the final trilogy vidcast for our Jane Jack Kloss vidcast.
You want to hear my Terry O'Quinn one?
What's your Terry O'Quinn question?
A lot of people are going to be upset if your character Locke ends up dead on the beach, and that's his story arc, just ends up dead on the beach.
Yes.
Are people going to be happy with how the character goes this year, or sad?
He can't answer that.
Well, I'm just asking. Maybe it'll trick him.
All right, okay. I mean, I'm totally cool with asking that.
What do you think? Well, are they going to be sad, upset? Are people going to think, hey, that's lazy writing? Or should I ask him, does he feel it's lazy writing if Locke ends up laying on the beach?
Huh.
Like some people in this room have said. Now, that's if we get a chance. I mean, it's slim and none.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. We're there reporting from...
I'm hoping we get to talk to somebody. So it is pretty cool. We're pretty excited about it. It's been a long journey with Lost and with you guys and everything. And this is going to be a lot of fun.
This is the beginning of the end.
You know, we waited so long for it to get an ending. And it's coming, guys. The end is here. it's what I'm going to say. We waited.
Man, you're just depressing.
I'm not depressing.
It took me all Monday just to pull myself out of like the depression that I was in Monday.
I was fine. About Monday afternoon.
Really? I was fine like Tuesday morning once I had to like get back into the rhythm.
I was not in a good mood Monday because I didn't sleep Monday night or Sunday night. And then Monday, started coming around. Then yesterday I made the joke about the Speedo thing that freaked you out.
No, my mom texted me. He's like, your dad got a Speedo.
I told him. I said, text, because you were texting back and forth. I said, hey, tell him I got a, which I did. I bought a Speedo bathing suit. I even posted on Twitter saying, yeah, I can't wait to hit the beach in my new Speedo bathing suit. The beaches of Hawaii in my new,
and people. Well, it wasn't even Speedo bathing, it was just a Speedo. I was just like, no, God, no. No.
But on Twitter, I said Speedo bathing suit.
Well, on Twitter, you did that, but and like what I got.
And it's a
Speedo brand. Swim trunks. Bathing suit is something a girl wears.
Swim trunks? Who calls it swim? I call it bathing suit.
Because you're a girl.
God, is it really that important? My God. But I would never wear a Speedo. Not if you're wearing a Speedo and you're cool with that. Hey, whatever makes you happy.
Hey, if you're European, go for it.
I don't roll that way. But people on Twitter are like, oh, no, I don't want to see photos from Hawaii. Like, oh, I'm sorry. It's a Speedo. Bathing suit or swim trunks.
Swim trunks. There you go.
Where did they get bathing suit though?
Because you used to like bathing pool or something.
Who takes a bath with a swimming suit on? Swimsuit on.
All right, I'm gonna look it up right now. Now we're thinking bathing.
So that was funny. I was laughing about that and stuff like that. Like I said, good luck Jets this week. Good luck Colts. Good luck Minnesota. Good luck New Orleans. I'll be rooting for. I apologize in advance for New Orleans, but I'm rooting for New Orleans and Drew Brees. So if they lose, you have only one person to blame, me.
Maybe it's, okay, so a swimsuit, bathing suit, togs, swimming costume is an item clothing designed to be worn while participating in water sports and activities such as swimming, water polo, diving, surfing, water skiing, or for any activity in the sun, such as sun bathing. So
right,
maybe,
I was going to say, because so you bathing in the sun, yes. So I have been getting my fake tan, too. Looking pretty fake, isn't it?
All right, so that's what's going on. So next week, or a little bit after next week, look forward to a lot of videos from Hawaii, and that'll be great. And also, we are coming back with the Lost podcast in full force for our fifth season of the Lost Podcast.
Starting February 2nd, Tuesday, February 2nd.
Yes, February 2nd, Tuesday. So it should be a lot of fun.
I'm ready. And we do. I've had a couple people sending information that know people in ABC. They're saying the end date's going to be May 25th.
Uh-huh.
That's the rumor out there.
That's what's going around.
That's a rumor on the streets.
Okay.
So we'll find out. For the party.
For the party. So once we get that confirmed.
We haven't talked about the party in a while.
No, we haven't.
A lot of people listening might be going, what party?
Well, we're doing a finale party in L.A. To view the party with as many people that can come and have a good time in L.A. with Jack and I. Shouldn't have had those tasty cakes.
Well, you had six of them.
Only had two tasty cakes. Don't exaggerate.
Your bathing suit's not going to fit.
Well, I know my bathing suit still fits, but yours didn't.
I had to buy a new one, yes.
All right, so...
So Global Cash Card is sponsoring an event.
An event in L.A.
L.A.
for the final party.
So if you can make it, send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com saying, yes, I will attend that party. Just let me know what's going on. Because we're going to announce the winner of the How Did It End contest.
Yes.
Which you can enter on...
globalcashcard.com/lost.
And anyone can enter, guys. Anyone.
So we have been doing this little kind of side contest for people guessing what the finalist prize and the grand prize is.
Right.
And, we announce what the finalist prize is, so the top 10 videos that are submitted get a replica four-toed statue.
Yes, if you haven't seen it, go on nudia.com.
Nudia.tv,
not .com. I'm always wrong with that. Nudia.tv.
And it's on there. It's also on
Jay. That's why I'm being replaced by Jay Leno.
And it's also was put on our feed as well. But actually, as well, there's pictures posted on globalcashcard.com/lost for the finals prize.
Very cool. Statue. But the final prize is really cool. And guess what?
What?
Three people.
Have guessed it?
Not from this country. Not from America. Another country. I don't want to give away the country.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to say the country.
All right, well, yes, Michael Purcell, who's the head of Global Cash Card and all the work that we're doing with Global Cash Card and these contests and events, has said that three people have guessed it
from the same country.
So it makes me a little
wonder why this country, like they all friends?
I don't know.
Now, someone sent me something on Twitter. I shouldn't say this.
Then keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
But go to globalcashcard.com/loss for details. And what it is the How It End contest is you create a 10-minute video for your last scene in Lost. So you just recreate your own last scene
how you
want it to end.
And it doesn't have to be correct.
No, it's just...
It can be one of Jay's crappy theories.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be a great theory like mine. It can be any theory you have. People said, does it have to be funny? No. It just has to be interesting, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's 2 minutes in and I'm sleeping, say you start off with a 2-minute monologue of Jay talking. You're going to lose. Because the judge...
It could be interesting.
Because the judge is going to be laying flat on the ground going... They're going to be sleeping. So don't... make it interesting. It can be an animated. It can be comedy. It can be drama. It can be anything you want.
Okay.
And that's all I got to say about that.
But you can check out all the details on globalcashcard.com/loss.
All right. Also, while we're talking about news, we've had a lot of people send us the video from The Onion.
Uh-huh.
And it's hilarious.
Yes.
But it does have a spoiler in it. It has the title of the first episode in the video. So if you go on Onion, was it onion.com?
Onion? Just Google search
The Onion Lost. Under Lost, and you'll watch it. They do fake news reports and stuff like that. Well, they do a report on Lost about how Lost fans are kind of annoying,
uh-huh.
Which I don't think was fake. But if you go on there, it's funny, and it's kind of a spoof. They have Damon and Carlton on there. But it does have the title of the first episode in it. So if you're afraid of spoilers, stay away, and you don't want to know the title of the first episode, do not go on it, because it does have the title of that episode.
Yes.
So what's our clue today?
Our clue today...
Well, why don't we read all the clues? You want to read all the clues so far?
Sure.
All right.
All right, so the clues we've given out so far and the ones that have also been given on the website...
So pay attention. You may want to write this down.
...is Jack, Kate, and Sawyer.
That's Jack, Kate, and Sawyer.
Saeed.
Charlie.
Ryan.
Hold on a second.
What?
Who do we know this name Ryan?
And he lives on
the island.
Yes, it's Ryan.
So
And the newest clue is 1970.
1970.
All right, so there is your clues. If you want to look at them again, you can go to globalcashcard.com/lost for the ones written out already. And then you can, if you think you know what it is and you want to win a T-shirt.
Come on, America. Step up to the plate. really, I mean.
I know. Send your what you think it is to globalcashcard.com/lost.
No wonder we do so poorly in SATs as a nation. What's going on with you? I told you guys from the start, it was right in front of your face.
You would never get it, Jack. The Olympics, in all fairness, you would never get it.
The Olympics are coming up, and I just see a disaster.
All right, Jack, we got a lot of feedback to get into, so what do you say we get into it?
I say, okay.
All right, here we go. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible's over 35,000 titles to choose from, downloaded and played back anywhere. The book of this month is The Lost Symbol by Dan Brown. Yes, the super successful book trilogy is available for free at audiblepodcast.com/lost.
Does Tom Hanks read it?
Maybe.
That would be cool, having Tom Hanks read it. Maybe we get Tom Hanks on the podcast. Will Tom Hanks be on the red carpet?
No.
I'd probably wet my pants.
Listener feedback.
Hey, Jack, what would happen if you drank too much water?
I'd probably wet my pants.
Hey, Jack, what would happen if you got to go on a date with Mel Gibson?
I'd probably wet my pants.
Hey, Jack, what would happen if you got a date with Matthew Fox?
I'd probably wet my pants.
Man, you got to like control that bladder. Well, what do you do?
It's funny. We had to stop the show because I had a phone call. And they for my shoulder MRI thing, it's been going on for years.
Uh-huh.
And one of the questions, they asked me all these questions. You know, then they ask, are you on cooperative?
Uh-huh.
I felt like saying, I'm not telling you. What kind of question is that? Who answers yes to that question? Are you on cooperative? Well, yes, I am. Really, is that the answer they're looking for?
Well, I think people that really are uncooperative would say that, wouldn't you think? Because that would kind of
fit into the uncooperative. No, because I think people uncooperative, they don't know that they're uncooperative. They think they're perfect.
That's true.
I just thought it was a stupid question. Are you on cooperative? I started laughing.
Well, great, because the people that made that question listen to the show, and you just call them stupid.
Well, they are stupid. Sorry. They're probably the same people that can't figure out what the contest prize is.
All right, so don't say that. That's so mean. Come on.
I'm trying to have fun.
And you wonder why you have bad karma for the teams you root for.
Oh, that's it.
I think that's what it is.
That's it.
I think I'm
the one that kicked the challenge flag.
I think Chargers will not win the Super Bowl until you stop rooting for them.
Well, then they're never going to win a Super Bowl.
I gotta wait till you die now before they'll win the damn thing.
What'd I say? I go, I'm running out of time.
He was like, oh, you got plenty. Why do you keep talking that way?
No,
you do. You have, like, based on, like, average lifespans, you got, like, 30, 40 more years.
Okay. I got about 10.
You don't have 10. You're going to be 57 in 10
years. And what's
the
odds of them staying in San Diego? I'll root for them no matter where they go. I've already decided.
Yeah,
if they moved to L.A., it would kill me.
You know what? It would kill me.
I don't like the people in L.A. But
L.A.'s nice.
I'm kidding, of course. Well, kind of. But, but it would kill me, but that's what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? They moved from out of L.A. and went to St. Louis, and they finally won a Super Bowl. All those great teams they had in L.A., the Rams, they move out, and they go to St. Louis and win the Super Bowl.
Well, it wasn't immediate. It was like 5 years later.
Yeah, it took a while, but...
But, you know, I'd be okay with that because I'm a Chargers fan. It's not dependent on San Diego.
That's true. I left San Diego, so I guess...
I think as long as it's Southern California, I'd be okay. I wouldn't want it to be like the Las Vegas Chargers.
As long as they don't play at the In-N-Out Stadium. Here today at the In-N-Out Stadium!
Oh, man.
That would just be... That'd be a...
And they were originally the L.A. Chargers.
You know, if it was the In-N-Out Stadium, it'd be the cheapest stadium ever. It'd be like a little Shamrock outhouses they have. That's probably what it'd be.
Shamrock, you mean like Half Moon?
What? No, this is Shamrock. They always have like a Shamrock.
No, it's a Crescent Moon.
No, they have built some that have a Shamrock on it.
I've never seen an outhouse with a Shamrock
on it. Well, they used to when I was a kid.
You know, you never had outhouses as a kid.
Outhouses, a porta potty.
They had little porta potty. That's you said outhouse.
Well, same thing.
No, it's not
porta
the same
potty
thing.
Outhouse. It's a place outside your house. You have to use the restroom.
No, outhouse
other than the bushes
is it's on your house property and it's a hole in the ground where.
But
you
there's
take
some
a
places
in.
You can rent them and they're on your property.
That's a porta potty. That's a portable potty.
No, they burned it on the outhouse. They burned the stuff, or they had big holes down there.
That's what I'm saying, big hole.
Well. This show has just gone. This show has just gone bad.
All right, you got the first emails to go.
All right, this one's entitled Illinois.
Illinois.
This one, hold on. Will you relax?
You're Illinoising.
This one, I already used that. This one's entitled Illinois. Okay. And this is from Jeremy.
Okay.
Hey guys, it really depends on where you're from in Chicago. My whole dad's family lives there, and they all say Illinois with an S on the end. Love the show. Keep them going.
Well, are they like from there, like born and raised, like generation Chicagoans?
Does it matter?
Well, if they just moved there and they call it Illinois, that doesn't really count.
His whole family is in Chicago. His whole family would just move there?
I don't know. We don't have the details.
Look, I've never been to... I've been through Illinois, but I've never...
Yeah, I've been in the airport, but I've never actually been
through there.
Chicago.
Drove through there one time, but I don't know. I've never... Yeah, just never really paid attention to it. Now it's become a debate. So Jeremy's saying... Some say it's Illinois, so... I don't want to get a whole, war going on.
You've already started a whole war. It's Esau all over again. All right. This one's titled John Locke. Hi, Jay and Jack. I have a few observations for you.
Okay.
After listening to you fight about Locke for
Hold on a second.
What?
I've never fought over John Locke. Kate, maybe.
I felt compelled to write after reading the interview with Michael Emerson and Terry O'Quinn in the January 15th.
Hold on a second. Does this have any spoiler?
Well, you're the one who picked it out, so does this have spoilers?
I don't know. Well, it does have some information that people have sent, and a lot of people have sent this, what All right. Terry O'Quinn says. If you consider anything that the actors may say spoilerish, I would skip ahead, but I don't think it's spoilerish because they don't tell you what the plot line is. It's just their opinion of what's going on. Am I right?
Well, let's see here. Terry said something about Locke that seems like no one else can get through their heads. Terry said, I see him as a tragic figure, not a tragic hero, just a tragic figure. Hit the nail on the head. Locke is not a hero, never was. He has been a vehicle for failure all his life and was the same way on the island both while he was alive and now even more while he's dead. See, Jack, to me, it's like when you root for the Chargers and you want them to be good, you want them to make it all the way, but they just don't.
But sometimes they don't have it. But he said no one's ever said it. Go back and listen to some podcasts. I've said it.
There's a sample of his failures. We don't get into this. We've already talked about that a billion times.
But that's what it has come out that Terry O'Quinn says he's a tragic failure, not a
tragic figure. No, it's not the same thing.
He's not a hero. So anyway, so all you people who complain about lazy writing, be prepared.
So he says there is another thing I notice that he's done his last rewatch. There's a scene in Hearts and Minds, season 1, episode 13, that is reminiscent of the opening scene of The Incident, the finale from last year. Jacob says to DWG, I take it you're here because of the ship. I am. How did they find the island? You'll have to ask them when they get here. I don't have to ask. You brought them here. Still trying to prove me wrong, aren't you? You are wrong. Am I? They come. They fight. They destroy. They corrupt. It always ends the same. In 1:13, Locke is sitting on the beach, looking out at the ocean when Jack approaches. Jack asks Locke.
Jack kicks sand in his face.
Any ships? Locke replies, not yet, but I'm patient. They talk about Boone and hunting boars. Locke, they're the boars, smart elms, and adapt quickly with when a new predator is introduced into their environment. You mean us? Yes, the most dangerous predator of all. So, kind of seeing the parallels between DWG and Locke there. The two scenes strike me as eerily similar. It makes me believe that the same events are happening over and over again on the island, and that the incident may be a catalyst for resetting of some of the wrongs that the Losties have committed while on the island. Lastly, we know that Ben lies, but there is one thing he has said consistently over and over again. We're the good guys. Thanks for listening to my lengthy ramble, Jeff Burke.
So is it possible that Jacob is actually taking over Ben's body? We're the good guys.
Or Jacob's taking over Jack's body. Do you see the parallels between Jack and Locke fighting and DWG and Jacob fighting?
I do see it. Yes, I do.
But I do think that how they're going to bring Locke back, like the real Locke, is that they didn't crash on the island, so that's how he's alive.
You think there's, when we see the opening scene, this season 6, we're all going to go,
I think so. Maybe not opening
scene. Or we'd be disappointed. We'd be like going, oh.
Well, we're going to be watching it with a bunch of people on the beach.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See. We'll be like, or, oh.
I don't know. We'll have to wait.
Will people be disappointed?
I
guess we'll ask people afterwards.
Exactly.
But why
don't we wait till we see it in a
week?
But
I'm excited. I can't wait. I mean, it's like, will they be excited?
Well, you're going to have to wait.
I don't want to wait. Ah.
You'll get nothing like it.
This one's entitled, Hi.
Okay.
Hey guys, new to your show, just wanted to see what you thought about this. I don't know if this has been discussed on your show before, but what were the whispers we hear in the jungle are the Lossies from an alternate timeline we could see in season 6. Just a thought. Corey in Tennessee.
Man, you got like the shortest email of them all.
How'd that work out?
Oh. That thing's like 2 sentences.
Well, I just kind of mixed them up, and it's just how it worked out.
Sure.
But what do you think? It's easier to see because the print's not... It's like, look at that one.
Let me see it. I want to see if you actually wrote this.
Why would I write that?
What? I mean, that's one that's been talked about a lot, but...
Will we ever find out the whispers? Will
I that think
be,
so.
Will that be something they go, oh, sorry, we forgot about it?
Yeah, I think...
Now, have you heard about the... We've had a lot of people sending us things about the spinoff. Have you heard about that?
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to do it, but if they do...
Who would be there? Who would be in the spinoff? Now, I'm 100% against it unless they say, hey, we got a part for you. What do you think?
Well, it's just like in BSG, their spinoff is Caprica. So.
Caprica, yeah.
I guess we'll see.
I guess we have to see how they take season 6. If there could be, would it be the same characters or would it be completely different
characters? I think it'd probably have to be new characters.
All right.
We'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see.
If they want to take me and let me work in Hawaii for 5 years, all right. I'll do it.
All right, this last email here.
But I don't come cheap. Just want you to know that.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Ben was never the leader. This is the title of this email. Hey, Jay and Jack, I've been listening to your podcast for years now. I always look forward to going for one of my long runs and listening to you guys go back and forth. You guys are much better than the Official Lost podcast. You answer the questions that are asked. Well, in all fairness, they can't really
because they really don't know what's going on.
I want to get a couple of things off my chest instead of just venting at my sister Leah, the only other Lost fan in the family. The other stated that God loves you as he loved Jacob. He loved Jacob, past tense. Does that mean God no longer loves Jacob?
No, that's true.
Or that Jacob is dead? Well, he's not because we saw him. You have to do something pretty bad for God to stop loving you. So that's why I say Jacob is the bad guy. I like that.
Well, we've been saying that for a while, that we think Jacob's a bad guy.
Yes, well, this is kind of like giving another reason.
Well, why does God hate me?
Because you're a Charger fan and you're ruining their chances for winning.
I'm God's video game and he has plenty of quarters.
Further, just before Ben stabs Jacob, Ben says, "What about me?" And Jacob replies, "What about you?" I think that's because
Jacob... It was really condescending the way he said it, too.
He did.
Really snotty.
Jacob has no idea who Ben is. MIB has been pretending to be Jacob. MIB could never appear as Jacob because Jacob is alive. That is why Ben and Locke went to Jacob's cabin. They either never saw anyone, just the moving chair, or Christian was there on Jacob's behalf. Since Christian was dead, Man in Black could take his form.
Who's Man in Black?
DWG.
Okay, thanks.
The whole time the Ben thought he was a leader, it was really DWG manipulating him.
So he's a lot like Locke. Seriously. In this person's opinion.
That also explains why other leaders were allowed to talk with Jacob, but Ben never did. The question is, did Richard know that Man in Black was pretending to be Jacob and was working with him, or was Richard being tricked as well? I think Richard is Man in Black, never ages, because that is what he looked like when he died on the island a very long time ago. That also explains why Lana says that someone else has been using the cabin and it burns down. Seems like Jacob might have noticed that no one paid him a visit in a long time while Man in Black was manipulating everyone. But when you are mortal, time is irrelevant. Or maybe weaving that tapestry distracted Jacob for a few years. Those are my thoughts. Keep the great work, Jeff.
I like it. What would you do in that cabin, though?
What?
There's no TV. There's no... there's a painting of a dog, right?
Well, I guess if you... Like I said, if you are immortal, time doesn't matter.
Wouldn't you get bored, though?
I don't know. Because I think if you're, like, immortal, time would probably feel the same as time feels to us.
Does he go around texting?
I don't know. Stuff? I do not know.
Well, we'll find out soon.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think, like, a dog doesn't live as long as us, but I think to them they feel like their life's as long as our lives are. You know what I'm saying? Like, time is relative.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I try not to think like a dog.
I'm just saying. That's my look at
that's
it.
That's how you. You're,
that's how I view time.
Kind of like your Back to the Future time travel theories, and dogs think that, hey, I've been around as long as this guy.
No. Just
hey,
like
hey,
within
hey,
their
you
time.
Old man, put some food in my bowl.
Like to dogs, they probably think of us as immortals since we live.
You know,
their lives.
I'm guessing they don't think that at all. I'm saying they don't even know what the word is. We got three dogs down here. Go ask them.
And well, we can't talk. They don't speak our language.
Well, how do you know? Well, then how do you think that you're thinking like a dog?
I'm not thinking like a dog. That's what I think.
You gotta put on a collar and
like to a walk? Like to a fly. A fly has like their perception of time is however long they live for.
I don't. What I'm saying is they don't even think about it. They don't think. Oh, someday I'm gonna die. I don't think flies think that way.
You never know.
I think flies fly around and land on your food, and someone swats them, and then their life's over. I'm just saying. I don't think.
All right.
I don't think every living thing thinks that way.
I'm not saying they think. I'm just saying the perception of time is that.
I don't think they care about time.
You don't know that.
I just don't. I don't think they do. Now we're getting 100 emails on different species in the world that, oh, Jack, you're wrong about that one. Here's a story on this one. Yeah, okay. Let me just tell you ahead of time. Okay, got
you,
it.
You don't know unless
I,
you
I,
are.
You know, I don't know. I don't know, and I have never done any studies on that, so I can't say one way or another if that's true or not. I'm just saying, thinking out loud, going, well, I really don't think that's what they
okay,
think
okay, a dolphin. A dolphin with dolphins are very smart animals.
But do they think about time?
Yes, I think
they
do.
They have a watch. I mean, what do they do?
But they can probably tell between day and night.
Obviously they can tell between day and night.
Native Americans could tell between day and night. The Mayans had the most accurate calendars in the world, but they didn't have a watch.
But you're talking about humans. You're not talking about a mammal.
We are mammals.
No, I mean, but a fish of
dolphin's not a fish. It's a mammal.
Mammal. Okay. Okay. Well, then dolphins. That maybe they do tell time.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe they swim around in certain every 60 seconds they.
No, I just think they have a concept of time, I think.
Concept of time.
I don't know. I'm crazy.
Wow.
All right, Jack, ready to get in the phone call.
How did you get that? How did we get into talking about dogs and time and flies? Because
we're talking about immortality.
Immortality. I don't think they think about... I think they think about... heck was that? I don't think they think about... Well, they probably worry about life if a giant killer whale's chasing after them. I think they think... Oh,
killer whale's also a dolphin.
No, killing the dolphin. The killer whale's going to eat the dolphin. The dolphins
they
not
don't eat dolphins. They eat sharks.
Shark, dolphin, whatever.
And sea lions.
Whatever. Okay, a fish. Worried about another fish, a bigger fish eating it. A shark. I'm sure they go around, oh, there's that damn shark again.
No, you know, dolphins are actually smart enough to kill great white sharks. They know how to kill them.
What do they do? They keep them...
What do they do? They do something like disorient them and that kills them or something like that.
Do like hand puppet tricks and scare them?
No, someone told me this and now I can't remember, but they did figure out how to kill them, and that's why they don't really, great white sharks don't really bother them.
Well, maybe you just need, what's the little kid do a little song, Michael Jackson song.
It's about free will. It's nothing to do with sharks.
You said great white shark. Well, I'm thinking killer whales.
I told you, a killer whale is a dolphin. It's the largest dolphin.
Is it the largest dolphin?
Yes, it's.
I did not know that. But you wouldn't go and swim with a killer whale, would you?
No, because
I'd swim with a dolphin, but I wouldn't swim with a killer whale.
Because it'd eat you.
Yeah, but a dolphin wouldn't eat me.
Because its mouth is too small.
Go Flipper. You ever watch Flipper?
Yes.
Not the remake.
No, the original. They used to show the original.
The original,
on Nickelodeon.
The original was great.
That's not about loss. Jack, we have phone calls getting to you.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it. This podcast is also brought to you by GlobalCashCard.com. Just a quick note for all you business owners out there. Entrepreneurs are any companies that pay people around the world. The American Payroll Association states that for every check you issue, it costs about $2 a paycheck. So if you're paying 100 employees, that's $200 biweekly, $400 monthly, $4,800 yearly. And that's not even including the cost of FedEx to send the checks to different states to pay people. You can also use the card for per diem pay, termination pay, and as a travel card. If you want to take your company 100% paperless, no checks, no pay stubs, no W-2s, all text messaging, then go with Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in customized pay card solutions. And if you mention Jay and Jack and the Lost Podcast, your pay card program will be free to you. For more information, go to globalcashcard.com.
You also, it's good for the environment.
Yeah.
Because my dog was telling me he's concerned about the environment.
Shut up.
He was. My dog was like, hey, dude, that's recyclable.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Eric, LA2NYC, calling. And I've got a crackpot theory. This is sort of one of the more crackpotty things that I think I've considered. This is Jack territory we're talking about. And so what we don't know is how Man in Black, how he inhabited the body of John Locke. Now, did Man in Black die and his consciousness was floating around, or what? So I'm just curious, since I'm pretty sure that at least to some extent the timeline has reset itself, if by some way in death Jacob inhabits the body of someone else that we know. I don't know if it would be somebody who's died before the bomb blew up, like, you know, Saeed didn't look very good there for a while, and Juliet obviously didn't do too well. I mean, of course, I guess they also died when the bomb blew up. But if when we next see our good friends, if they, if one of them is going to actually be the consciousness of Jacob, and he is going to, that's how he's going to get back. So, don't know. I haven't seen this theory elsewhere. I don't spend a whole lot of time in the other forums because I just sort of like to enjoy the experience that is lost. So I don't know if this has been postulated by other people or not. But anyway, just thought I'd put it out there, see what you guys have to think. I mean, I suppose anything's possible, but, you know, who knows? But I guess we'll know in a very few short weeks. Okay, guys, thanks. Keep up the great work. Can't believe we're in the home stretch. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Dan and Jack. This is Donna War. How are you? I'm listening to the Josh and Amanda's Lost Flashbacks podcast. They're doing a rewatch, and they're talking about how silly it is that it was so easy to get through the sonic fence just by plugging your ears, right? Then saying that the fence, was it, they put a tree over the fence and they could get in that way, and they threw Mikhail into it, and he didn't die because it wasn't set to a lethal level. And I'm just saying, this is my theory. Ready for this? I think the sonic fence never really hurt anybody at all. It just, like, makes you, like, shake a little or something. That's what I think. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Well, Don, this is what bothered me.
What bothered you?
You said, hey, how you doing? And before I could reply, you start talking. I was ready to say, I'm doing fine. How are you doing? Which is the polite.
It's Donna War.
I know, but
she's notorious for jumping on.
But she didn't let me. She didn't let me have a chance to say what I was going to say. I'm a little upset.
I know.
I'm a little put off. I have to be honest. It's been a rough week, you know. Jay Leno's taken over my job. Chargers lost. I got to work with Jay today.
Yeah, dude, it's not your week.
It's just not my week. And then Don asks you, hey, how you doing? And before I can say anything, oh, I was listening to this.
And listening to other podcasts, too. Slap in the face.
That whole loss rewatch thing. Are you kidding me? It was already on.
Just kidding, teasing.
I'm kidding. We're just joking. We're just joking about that. So yeah, the sonic thing. Just plugging ears. Why would that? You know, I think we talked about that before, didn't we?
What?
Did we make jokes the first time? You just had to. Someone said something about that.
Oh yeah.
About plugging ears. It does seem weird that this whole sonic fence. Wouldn't the others, you know, the hostiles? Wouldn't they just figure out? Hey, let's just plug our ears and we can walk in.
It's true. It's true. I mean, or just get really good earplugs.
Maybe that's the question you can ask Damon and Carlton.
I was asking Nestor Carbon now that question.
Yeah, Nestor, what's the deal with
how did you get through the fence?
Was it your thick eyelashes?
See, he just batted them really quick, and that sent other waves, and that disrupted the sound waves from the batting of his eyelashes.
Nestor Carbonall. That'd be cool to meet him. You know, if I do meet him, I'm going to put some eyeliner on. What do you think? And just, hey, it's not eyeliner, it's just I have thick eyelashes. It matches my thick hair.
Well, we could actually, if we do meet him, we'll take Cliff's new HD camera and just film in there real close.
I'll tell him I was a fan of King, because I really did like the show Kane. And maybe that'll smooth it over.
Maybe it won't, because that show got canceled. Basically, you're like bringing up a show that got canceled.
But it was a good show. I enjoyed it.
I know. Well, that upset him because he liked the show too, and it got canceled.
Well, maybe I'll ask him that. Well, does it upset you when people say, "Hey, I like the show Kane. I'm sorry, it got canceled."
That's a good way to bring it up. All right, Jack, you ready for the
next
set of
calls? We didn't talk about
Eric. That's right. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I'm sorry.
You're worse than Donna War. You just rush me through. What is it? Do I not exist? Is it because I sit right back here and you can't see me?
Maybe.
It's because you talk to dogs more than you talk to human beings?
I don't talk to dogs.
Jeez.
I don't even have a
dog. You should really go watch Lassie. Lassie's your kind of show because Lassie talks.
I never liked Lassie.
Lassie talks to people.
I never liked Lassie.
What? Timmy Stuck in the Well? Timmy Stuck?
No, Nickelodeon used to show like reruns of old shows. I used to watch Flipper, the old Dennis Menace. Dennis the Menace.
Dennis Menace, a great show. Lassie is a classic, though.
I never really liked that much.
She could do anything.
I know. I didn't like
here's
it.
Here's a spoiler. One time Lassie got lost, and that was a cliffhanger. And it wasn't like Chuck where they showed the cliffhanger, what happened at the cliffhanger. Then the previous, they showed what was going to happen. Lassie, what happened to Lassie?
What do you expect from NBC?
Is Lassie not going to find her way home? And you find Lassie's a girl, and you go, okay, she'll find her way home.
All right.
But anyway, Eric's call. Will
Jacob take the body of somebody else?
Like Saeed, because Saeed was not in great shape.
Yeah.
That could be possible.
Yeah, it'd be all right. I don't know.
Would you be all right with that? Or nah. Is he going to take the form of the dead body laying on the beach?
So there's two locks now? Nah, I don't know.
I don't want to see two locks. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to see two locks.
Nah, I don't know. I don't like it. No. Nah.
So you're just saying no, right? But Naveen Andrews, we didn't talk about this. He was on SVU.
Yes, he was.
He was very stylish. His character was named Ash. I'm thinking spinoff.
I didn't see it. Did he have like his British accent?
Oh, he had his British accent, and he was very cool and debonair, and he was like off island Saeed.
Nice.
He was. So I go, this guy, because my wife said that the star of SVU, what's her name? I'm drawing a blank on her name. Oh.
Okay, well, anyway.
Anyway, they would make a great couple. I said, where are you going to see a spinoff here? Maybe Naveen Andrews is going to have a detective show. Seriously, it would be perfect. His name was Ash. I can't remember the last name, but it was something cool. Something cool.
So he was like a detective or something?
He was. He worked in some kind of... He was a cop.
Ah, okay.
But he was rich.
Uh-huh.
His family was rich. He came from money, but he didn't... He had a real job.
Cool.
In the States. His family in London was very rich, but it was cool. It was a good show.
Neat.
Good job by Naveen Andrews.
All right. Good job, Naveen.
That's all I got to say.
All right.
But he had the cool name, not like me. Jack.
You ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Ask your dog.
Hey, this is Terry from Michigan. I have a crackpot theory. I was thinking about season 6. They seem to like to pull the old Locke is really dead trick on us. So my theory is that for season 6, they're going to say that Locke died in the airplane crash off of Oceanic Flight 815, and it really hasn't been him this whole time, that he actually died in the crash, and that could explain why he could walk. So the whole time, Locke has been DWG, I should say. So, I don't know. Kind of out there, but if you're good, throw it out there. So, thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jordan from Chicago. Just giving a call to ask a question. I don't know if anyone else has ever wondered this or if anyone else has ever said anything like this, but with the Dharma Initiative, they would take the submarine and leave the island, and they'd go to the Dharma headquarters in Ann Arbor, Michigan. How did they get there? Would they dock, like, in some other part of the world and then, like, fly or drive to Michigan, or... I just want to know how they would get to a state that's in, like, the middle of the country, a landlocked state, you know, but via submarine. Anyway, that's just what I was wondering out loud. All right, bye.
That's a good question.
I'm going to say this. I'm saying this for the last time.
Surrounded by water.
The last time. The submarine didn't do anything. It's just a thing to say, hey, this is how we get off the island.
That's right. You're under the impression that it's fake.
Because you can't find the island, so how does a submarine find its way off the island? It's fake.
They have the trajectories
and
everything.
Why do I have to get drugged? The sub, I'm telling you, you're going to go, Jack's been saying this for 5 years.
So that's your reasoning, it's fake.
It's fake. The sub is fake. The whole thing's fake.
All right, I'll stick with
they take a helicopter or something, or a plane.
No, the sub turns into a helicopter.
That's right. It's Richie Rich's helicopter.
Is that what Richie Rich's helicopter did?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Then why do you say
I don't know. I watched it a few times. I don't know.
Then why say it if you never watched it?
I'm trying to remember the show where he had all kinds of gadgets. Was it Inspector Gadget did that? That was him. He had
Inspector Gadget?
I don't know. I don't know. But that would be... That does... If the sub actually did work, there has to be some kind of docking station where they went... I thought it was Tahiti. And did, where was the sub going? Wasn't it, where were Sawyer and Juliet going? They were going to land in Tahiti. So they're going to Tahiti. Probably have to go from Tahiti to wherever they go, to there, to there, to there, to Ann Arbor. Maybe hitch a ride. They're hippies back then, so they hitchhiked and stuff like that. Right?
Hitchhiked.
Hitchhiked and stuff like that. And hopefully they can get a ride from Charles Manson or something like that. I play music. You want to hear it?
Oh, man.
And then season six. Is Locke really dead? I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay, what are you telling me
right
now?
He's saying he died in the plane crash, and the DWG took over his body from there. Yeah, I could see that for most of season one, but from like halfway, eight episodes later, and then the rest of the time, that was definitely Locke.
Season, so you're not even giving the first season Locke credit.
Almost all of season one, that could have been DWG because he was kind of cool and knew what he was doing. The rest of that, that's just Locke. That's just him.
That's so wrong.
What do you think?
No.
You don't think no that I'm right or no that you're wrong. Terry's wrong?
And,
is Terry wrong?
This is how I think it's going to happen. I think, like I said before, whatever they do is going to wipe, they're just going to land on in LA like it never happened, and that's how Locke's going
to
be alive.
I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen.
That's what's
going to
happen.
You're
going
to hear someone in the back going, boo! I might go throw sand on the screen. You know, it'd probably be one of those inflatable screens too. I might just go and pop it. This is what you. This 5 years of my life, and this is what happened.
If I remember the videos that Ryan had from the last one, I think it's like a structured screen.
So. Oh, a structured screen. So I'll need some kind of explosives,
dude. You can't say that.
I'm not on a plane.
It's still terrorists. You're terrorizing people who want to view a TV show.
They'll probably be with me. They'll probably be joining in. Boo! 5 years of my life down the drain. Oh, I kid, of course. I'll be happy with that, however it goes, because, you know, of course, I'm a homer, and whatever they do on Lost, I just go roll with the punches. Yeah, that's cool. Thanks.
You've been a Charger fan your whole life. I think you can roll with the punches, Jack.
That's more than rolling with the punches. That's being punched. Oh, mother.
Okay, this is kind of off topic, but would you rather be a Lions fan where you know you're going to lose every year, or a Chargers fan where you have teams that should win it all every year?
Not every year, they
all win. No, not every year, but they've had teams that have been really good teams.
The Lions were good in the 50s and 60s.
Yes. But I'm saying now, like recently. Super Bowl era, merger, post-merger era.
I would not want to be a Lions fan. But if I was a Lions fan, I'd be a Lions, because I've been there with the Chargers. I'd be a Lions fan. I don't run out of my team because they have been bad for 20 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
Might have had even 20 straight years. The Matt Millen era. Now, I might have killed Matt Millen.
Surprised NFL Network like let that guy have a job.
He's actually good.
He's a good analyst. He's a good analyst.
But he, analyst. You know, I think with the number one pick, I'm going to draft a receiver. Yeah, that's a good pick.
I was looking at old draft.
You know, I've just figured out Matt Millen is actually John Locke.
Did he pick like three or four wide receivers?
I don't know what he did. It was just bust. But I actually got Calvin Johnson, which is a great receiver. But you know, I guess if you pick enough of them, though,
one's going to pan out, right?
You don't really. You know, he was what always killed me about Matt Millen. To get way off topic here, he was a great defensive player.
Uh-huh.
You think a great defensive player would go, I'm going to build my team around defense. Because that's what you really should do, is you should always have defense.
Yeah.
And, you know, some offense, but oh well, that's Detroit.
All right, Jack.
Maybe Detroit, people from Detroit can tell us how the sub could get to Ann Arbor.
True.
Have never been to Michigan.
But actually, myself. It's if you're from Detroit, you actually pronounce it Detroit.
No, you don't use the T.
T is silent.
Detroit. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
Our last podcast until February 2nd, Tuesday.
We're having a lot of vidcasts from Hawaii next week.
A lot of vidcasts.
And we'll see you then. Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime for Lost Question Comments and our theories. Also, you can have us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jnjack.com.
For all non-important information
related to the show. Also, be in touch with newdia.tv. We're going to have a lot of videos up there from our Hawaii adventures. Check out globalcastcard.com/lost for our How will it end?
When do you have to have that in by? When is the
date? It says it on the website.
Okay. Someone asked me that. I can't remember off the top of my head. I thought it was March something, right?
I believe it's the end of
March.
Well,
when are we announcing? It's February 4th. We're announcing the prize, right?
Yes, in a vidcast.
And hopefully this will be pretty cool.
I'm thinking.
Have we found out any more about... Well, I won't even spoil it. But I'm talking about the Autism Speaks. I'm still working on that, and it just dawned on me today when I was sitting there listening to Jay talk about nothing, that... it's coming up. We only have about 7 more weeks left.
Something like it's
coming up on us quick here. It's going to be March 20th and 21st. It's going to be a 30-hour podcast. We're going to do 25, 26 hours of the 30 hours. We're going to take a break because last year we were kind of at the end. We were talking to Jorge, and I don't remember what happened. I really don't remember people because someone asked us if we could play it or tell us. I don't remember. I remember asking him a couple questions, but other than that, I just kind of spaced out. So what we're going to do is Axel Foley from the Lost Mythos podcast and Heath Solo from the Lost Revisited podcast are going to be in studio at the Iceplex there. They're going to host it from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning, and they're going to talk about Lost for 4 hours. Well, they'll talk about whatever you want, but they're going to talk about Lost for 4 hours. Give us a break. I'll have the complete schedule. I'm still working on it and what's going to go on, and I think Jorge's going to end it. And we're going to have some other guests in between. Once I get the schedule up, it'll be up. But it's March 20th, starting at noon in Raleigh, going to 6 p.m. the following day.
Okay.
And we're going to have a website up pretty soon on Autism Speaks, on their website.
Yes.
With our name, with our site, and you can start donating then.
All right. And we have one last special call again. Jack, are you ready?
Oh, I did not know we had another call.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's me, Chris in Boston.
And Robin. I'm Robin.
Hey, guys, I just want to call in with some serious business here.
Totally serious, dude.
Yeah, so one of your listeners emailed in and called me a fraud.
Yeah, dude, that guy called you a fraud. What do you have to say about that?
All right, well, this dude from Florida's got it all wrong. I seriously think he has me confused with Chris with a K from the official Lost podcast.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, Jack even calls you, though, Chris from the official Lost podcast, because of that time you actually were on the Lost podcast. Remember that? Remember? It was awesome.
Yep, I am. I mean, it was awesome. You know, Jay and Jack, the emailer even said, quote unquote, if he ever does come on, blah, 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 you should challenge him to some trivia, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and I almost forgot. Jay, you called me an air hog.
Wait, what? I didn't even hear that part. What? I'm the air hog. What the?
So, this classic case of mistaken identity has given me a great idea. I think it's hilarious that Craig in Florida thinks you guys might know more about Lost than myself. Therefore, Robin and I are throwing down the gauntlet and challenging you two to Lost trivia, media junkyard style. You guys pick an episode, we'll pick an episode, and your listeners pick an episode. Then we go to battle at the 30-hour marathon podcast for Autism Speaks over all three. If you accept the challenge, you name the stakes. So...
are you ready, Jay and Jack?
Uh-huh.
Wow, Jack.
No, I think instead of doing a trivia contest, we do a contest on who can end a call better. Of course, you guys, people didn't hear how they ended their call.
They couldn't end their call.
You just hang up. That's what I do. When I'm finished, I just hang up. I don't just go, hey, what am I doing?
So, Jack, do you accept their challenge?
I'll accept. I never claimed to be a Lost expert.
The problem is
the problem is they've never done the show how it should have been done, my way. So
no, the problem is that Robin used to be on a quiz show, and they ask the most stupidest questions for those quiz shows just to try and get you to answer them wrong. It's stupid.
Well, I don't mind if I'm wrong. Lost is going off the air. What do I care? No, I'll do it. You know, in fact, because I was going to do 2-hour window, because last time we had... you know, people there, we were talking to people that were actually showed up there, and I'm going to have 2 hours where we'll put it in that window where there's nothing going on, but we'll talk to people that are there, that come all the way to Raleigh,
uh-huh.
And we'll have a little convo there. So we'll do something that will have the little contest during that 2-hour break.
Why are you calling it little contest? You're like belittling their contest.
Well, look who I was talking to. I'm not.
We'll have your little contest.
We'll have your little contest because you want to have a little contest.
But you know, it's not. I was never called a fraud, so what do I care?
No, they're doing a great. They're doing a very great thing. They for their quizzes on the Media Junkyard, they've been having people that are on donate to the Autism Speaks 30-hour podcast, and they've collected a lot of money for their cause, and that will they'll also present. Autism Speaks with a check for all of the money that they've raised in this past year for their
So podcasts. I was just kidding. I would love to do it because it'd be a lot of fun, but we need to do it while we're awake. I don't want the 30th hour. Okay, let's do it.
That's true. We got to make sure. I think it has to be like early on.
I'm gonna say we'll start at noon. I'm think about 8 o'clock. We'll have a because a band might come down and perform.
We'll worry about the scheduling later, but it has to be. It has to be early enough so that we're still alert.
Well, there's going
to
be...
We can't let them take advantage of our tiredness.
Well, maybe that's a good excuse. Well, I didn't know because I was tired.
No, I want to be top of my game and I want to win.
You're never the top of your game. You're horrible at trivia.
I'm pretty
especially
good at trivia.
Lost, you don't even remember the characters' names.
Oh, I'm way better than you at remembering character names. Don't even go there.
I'm pretty bad with names. I'm the worst at episode titles.
And I also think we should have...
These people that can come up with all the episode titles they've ever had a loss. That was number two, dude. Other than walkabout or, you know.
What's this stuff for Tigger do? What's that?
I don't know. It's just it's what you do. I don't know. It's my pet parrot was talking to me and he was telling me that time is a problem with him. He's worried, you know. He's worried about his retirement plan.
Some parrots live longer than humans.
That's what he's worried about. He's worried. And I don't even have a parrot.
All right.
That's what's scaring me.
Enough of this.
I'm talking to a fake parrot.
We have to get ready to go to Hawaii.
But no, we're cool. We're there. We're happening. We'll do. We'll accept your gauntlet.
Your lightweight gauntlet.
Oh! Hey, now, I know what? Chris is from Boston. If we get a question right, he's not going to turn to the ref and go, I was fouled. I was hit. Come on. Stop. I was hit. I'm not speaking of any quarterback in particular. He's still a great quarterback. Oh, but my God. Next year, the Patriots will come out with the new uniforms where they have actually a dress.
No, they just have the tag football. No, but you know, this little
flag football. No, he would complain they're tugging too hard. That's what she said. But anyway, no, I'm kidding. I kid Tom Brady. Tom Brady's a great quarterback.
He is
Don't send your hate mail. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I don't bash Hall of Famers like some people.
I never bash the Hall of
Famer. I'm not saying you. I'm saying some other people.
Who bash the Hall of Famer?
Lots of times, people complain about LT or they'll complain about this guy or that guy.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, I don't, you know, certain Hall of, he's a true Hall of Famer. I'm not going to bash him.
Okay.
But he is kind of getting kind of irritating with that. Every time he gets tackled, he turns around, looks at the ref. I think maybe because he got injured. You know, he lost the whole season. I can see that. You know, you don't want to lose another season, you know, due to an injury. But every time, you used to do that? Rich Gannon. Oh, I used to hate that. Especially when he's with the Raiders, he'd slide and someone would bump him. Ah! What game are you playing again? Are you Antonio Cromartie?
No, see, he would just avoid ever getting hit.
Well, that touchdown, if you haven't seen it yet.
Well, we don't. This is just depressing. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Austin the way going.
See, goodbye. Now we joked about finishing a call, but we can't finish a podcast.
Yeah, so can you? I said my Austin Luegos.
And goodbye. You cut me off before I said, bye.
Well, I thought that was your bye.
No, I said,
close this thing.
We can't.
All right.
I think I'm just giddy for the going to Hawaii.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, all right.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.